What's that, Shaman? The Shaw Man, the Shaw 256 boy, coming at you with another audio recording on the TSN. Was good. Today we're gonna talk about how the cabal is being played, right? And maybe some current and future events. So, what's going on is the cabal is being played. They are a tight-knit group of, bankers, politicians, governments, intelligence agencies, the deep state, all that, celebrities, religious figures. Dating back decades, not decades, centuries, right? And so they control various facets of society and the masses through propaganda, psychological tactics and manipulation, bribery, blackmail, etc. Going, what they do is they get the top of all the various hierarchies of organizations, etc., and control through co-optation. And we don't need to get into all that, but by now, if you've been listening to me all these years, you know all about the cabal or, the Illuminati, the Illuminated Ones, whatever you want to call them. So, they're being played. At a certain point, another group of beings essentially revealed they had the cabal's number. And these intelligent beings are essentially using all of the cabal's tactics against them. And so, as you know, the cabal thinks in terms of the extremely long term. They move the population 1 inch at a time until they've moved miles without even realizing it. That's how they manipulate the sheep. These people don't think in terms of weeks or years, they think in terms of decades. And so, vice versa with this new group. And the cabal manipulates energy and the masses with certain dates and numerology and symbols, etc. Sorry, just sipping on some coffee here. So, this new group, we don't know when they took charge. The new guard, this new group of, really comes down to spiritual aspects, but this new group of beings. But I've got their footprints as far as back as 2009, when Bitcoin was created and when the first financial crisis hit thereabouts, 2008, 2009, dating back to then. And so that's as far as I've got them. But around 2000, 2000, 2015, excuse me, 2016, they actually started having a lot of their you started seeing retired so-called intelligence agents and whatnot appear on YouTube, and it's like, why are they going on YouTube, right? It's, stating we've got your number, the transition to the new guard's gonna happen smoothly and whatnot, or else type of thing. And that's kind of when they were revealing that they were in charge and they weren't going to fully take over, because that's sort of just the game theoretical. You don't show all of your hands, you don't show the power you have, but you do say, well, we've got control of the presidency. We've got control of X, Y, and Z, and test us, and then you'll see in the spiritual judo, you try and test us here, and it's going to be used against you, and it's going to fire back at you, and then you try and test us there, etc. So there's been these sort of proxy wars in different game theoretical aspects of the card game that is society. And that's one of the major things, is what that's what they're doing, is they're using the Cabal's playbook against them. And so anyone who's been following this stuff, even as a hobby, conspiracies and this and that, and what is a conspiracy really, is just a group of people collaborating in secret to commit some type of a crime. And we get into what is a crime and all that, and obviously there's just laws and unjust laws, but the word has been co-opted ridiculously at this point. But if you've been following the conspiracy stuff for years, decades, a lot of it's become entertainment, and we don't need to get into that, but you probably know the major playbook yourself. Of the cabal, and biological warfare was one of the major ones, the culling of the masses, right? That's what they wanted to do. You could get into the, what is it, the Georgia Guidestones or whatever they are, and they only want 500 million people on the planet, and they're gonna cull the herd and blah 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 blah, and they think it's too overpopulated and blah 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 blah. But the point is, there's these various playbooks, and because that's their thing, is they have to tell you before they do it. It's part of the energy and the symbolism and blah blah blah. So you saw this coronavirus crap and you're like, oh, we saw this coming, right? And the financial system and economy collapsing before that. Well, the first one was in 2008, and now it's really sitting in now, but the playbook. And so there's a bunch of others that have been put out into pop mass culture, pop culture, and quite intentionally, is that's their thing, is they're gonna tell you before they do it. But so you have this new guard who's saying, well, we're gonna fucking use the playbook against you. We know it's coming, and we're gonna sort of exhaust your energy on each one of these things, and we'll do it for you, right? So you have this new guard, really beings they are. They're like spiritual humans who have mastered a certain array of crafts, and skills and professions, and just different game theoretical aspects of life. And again, back to the, these sort of retired agents and whatnot going on YouTube, that's a big part of it, is they know that the mainstream media is a part of it all and is corrupt, obviously, beyond any semblance of, rational appraisal. And it's nothing new, but it's gotten such a degraded point now. It's like the intelligence agencies and the deep state have infiltrated the media. So thus you get the counter reaction of saying, well, the new guard's gonna come at you in the alternative media and just say, well, by doing so, we'll draw our own attention away from the mainstream media anyway, so that'll play into our hand. And then you get the other proxy war of, well, the alternative media is using, these major tech giants' software and platforms, YouTube, Twitter, Google, Facebook, etc. So now the old guard is re-co-opting them, you see these little games being played back and forth. I think Jay has touched on some of that, regardless of what you believe about him and what you think of him. But indeed, there is that co-optation going on with the alternative me, not the alter the these media platforms, which are owned by these major tech corporations and tech overlords, right? And so you have counter reactions now, and we're trying to help put the power back into free speech with the TSN, right? And that's sort of how life goes, right? But nonetheless, we're getting off track. This new guard is now in charge, and they're almost like putting out different code in a way. It's like, well, all right, you can have your fake pandemic, but what happened to your facial recognition software? Because now everyone can wear masks, and on the other side's taking that and trying to manipulate behaviorally the masses into following their stuff and saying, well, you need to wear a mask, and but at the same time, people are realizing, well, fuck them with their mandates and whatnot, and so you have these games back and forth, and like, everything's been thought out, and the first domino has been hit a long time ago, and the chain reaction has been set, right? But this new guard is in charge of it. Now, we can't get complacent, right? And think these beings are gonna sort of be our external savior or anything like that, because while they are incredibly advanced, these beings, we don't know where they're taking us, so it's not like, oh, they're gonna do it for us. We don't really know how they think. Their entire state of being is somewhat extraterrestrial to us all. And it gets complicated because are they even a mo is anything a monolithic group, right? We don't know if there's different factions and races and of these beings and various agreements and deals made between them and each having their own set of rules. But I digress. It is all happening. This transfer of power has already occurred, and it's sort of like the moves are just being played out. But there is going to be, it's definitely interesting times we're living in, and cryptocurrency is going to be a huge part of it all, and that was a major battle that seems to have just been won. The markets are going off, and they certainly ain't coming back. That ship has definitely sailed. The triumph of crypto will unleash vast entrepreneurial energy, both in what cryptocurrency enables and just the fact that wealth is being shifted to a new group of individuals. Now, the new guard, may be involved in crypto and all that, but it's really, it is a liberating technology, and, nothing can stop anyone from sending a crypto transaction, can't be seized. It's really, power to the people type of thing. So, are these beings kind of in charge of that? No. It's the technology itself ensures that no one is in charge of it. And right, beings, right? You're probably like, what the fuck? They are truly beings. I can tell you that with certainty because I've actually encountered them before. And that'll have to be a whole other audio or a group of audio sessions in and of itself, but that's for another time. Don't mean to put us in a worried state. Lots of exciting shit is coming. And out with the old, in with the new brings a lot of promise. It's going to be manifesting in terms of markets a lot. Not only the crypto is going to take off, a lot of the malinvestment is going to collapse, and it's like, well, maybe that's a good thing. There was a brief thing with the housing market where it's like, oh, everyone's trying to leave the cities for the suburbs, so you got a little bit of a boost for people trying to get out of their incredibly overpriced houses there. But it's like, come on, that whole thing's gonna collapse when all the debt stuff sort of starts to kick in. And it'll be like, out with the old, in with the new, you'll start seeing some cool things like citadels and stuff like that. And it'll be like, well, this tech entrepreneur has bought out those seven houses around him, and he's trying to sell his lot of investments, and it doesn't get bought for a month or two, and so he'll lower the price to half as much because he wants out, and it doesn't get sold for another month, and then, he'll say, well, maybe I'll sell it for Bitcoin, right? And then he'll get some nibbles, and so some early adapter will take it off his hands for 1/10 of the value paid in Bitcoin to get it done that day, type of thing. And then, well, I've got the whole lot, right? So maybe I'll let in some of my cryptocurrency friends and maybe we'll have our own rules, unofficially. And then it'll turn into gradually, officially turn into a citadel with its own rules and all that. So you get those type of freedom bubbles popping up. Then the old society will, I mean, the other traditional parts of society will sort of have to come along, and this one will legalize weed, and then this one will legalize all drugs, and blah, 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 because it's like, it's almost like what's happening with crypto, where, well, everyone can do all these things with cryptocurrency, so the banks gotta cheapen up their fees and regulations and loosen up that in terms of, atomic swaps between alts or picking up. So then, well, first they had to crack down on all the exchanges and withdrawal limits, and then, atomic swaps started picking up. So it's like, all right, we got to loosen that. And, decentralized exchanges were picking up. So it's like, all right, we got to kind of loosen that back up and increase the non-KYC withdrawal limits, and or else it's just gonna all go dark into peer-to-peer. And so it's a similar dynamic that'll be happening with the drug war and this and that. It's like, well, I could go to this Citadel and do any fucking drug I want and have all this freedom there. So the other societies will kind of be have to loosen up there, especially because no one's paying the tax if everyone stops paying their taxes, because they're letting thugs take over the cities. And it's more and more with Epstein stuff is coming out, and it's like they're trafficking children and drugs anyway. Let's get some tax revenue from that, at least, if we can't get it from the income tax. And that'll clean things up. There'll be less violence, and we were causing the violence anyway, because the intelligence agencies trafficked the drugs and blah 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 blah. We may as well just be transparent about it and make some money on the table. And you see the kind of pushback and balance of it all. So crazy times, scary times, exciting times. But the cabal is definitely being played, and tough to pin down where it's all coming from, because this new guard is taking control of everything. Anyway, 22 minutes and going. Don't want to drag on. Should be fun to watch it all unfold. Grab your popcorn and get involved, right? Peace.